I like your style, dude.
Listen to Dr. Groove on the wireless. To Groove on the wireless. To Groove on the wireless. To Groove on the wireless.
The Laughing Heart by Charles Bukowski. Your life is your life. Don't let it be clubbed into dank submission. Beyond the watch. There are ways out. There is a light somewhere. It may not be much light, but it beats the darkness. Beyond the watch, the gods will offer you chances. Know them. Take them. You can't beat death, but you can beat death in life. Sometimes. And the more often you learn to do it, the more light there will be. Your life is your life. Know it while you have it. You are marvelous. The gods wait to delight in you.
Yes, and welcome back to Groove on the Wireless, number 27, I think. Not sure, I constantly lose track of the numbers. It's a bright Good Friday, although everybody seems to be wandering around there lost a bit, not knowing what to do. An old day, a day that used to be synonymous with the power of the church, how they would close down the country for an entire day so that we would recognise the crucifixion. But now, somebody else is in charge, and the Troika are just interested in crucifying ordinary people. They're not interested in Jesus anymore. Those are the days are over. I missed last week because I was really busy, and this week we started off with two tracks from Explosions in the Sky. And the reason for that is as I'm watching Friday Night Lights all the time now, it's kind of like I'm addicted to it. It's like jelly beans, so just keep popping them in. And it's all about life in a little small West Texas town, and they did the original soundtrack for that. So those were two instrumentals, and now we're going to go on with A Dance from Dave Brubeck. And this comes from, I heard it recently because I was watching the film Silver Linings Playbook, and this is just a little piece of genius, and we'll talk more after that. So you're listening to Groove on the Wireless. Enjoy.
Interesting to know they celebrate Easter the same way we do, commemorating the death and resurrection of Jesus by telling our children a giant bunny rabbit left chocolate eggs in the night. Now, I wonder why we're fucked up as a race. Anybody got any clues out there? Where do you get this shit from, you know? Why those two things, you know? Why not goldfish left Lincoln logs in your sock drawer, you know? And as long as we're making shit up, go hog wild, you know? At least a goldfish with a Lincoln log on its back going across your floor to your sock drawer has a miraculous connotation to it. Mummy, I woke up today and there was a Lincoln log in my sock drawer. That's the story of Jesus. Who comes up with this shit? I've read the Bible. I can't find the word bunny or chocolate anywhere in that fucking book.
Whoa! They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound. The cool goo with the bum transplant.
Hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of the hips.
We love to pump you, Funkenstein. Your pump is the best.
Talk!
Take my body and give it to mine to walk with the rest.
Kiss me on my ego.
Hit me with the one and then. If you like, hit me again. We love to Funkenstein.
With lippin', ego trippin', and body snatchin'.
Don't blow your mind.
Coming to you directly from the mothership. Pulling up the last leg of the feet pump.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Dr. Funkenstein. Yeah. Don't funk with your mind.
We love to funk you, Funkenstein. Your funk is the best.
Let me hear it for me.
Take my body, give it to mine. To funk with the rest. Hit me with the one and bend. If you like, hit me again.
All
we
right.
Love to Funkenstein.
Funk me to death.
A micro. Biologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning,
it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutron, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby.
I hope y'all got your sunglasses on out there. Me on my ego.
Yeah.
baby. Swift flipping and ego tripping and body snatch.
The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. They call me the big pill.
Yeah.
Yes, and the beautiful sound. We'll go backwards this time. I like going backwards. That was Synchro with a track called Don't Want. And before that we had Parliament with Dr. Funkenstein. And then we had The Thoughts of Bill Hicks on Easter, this weird day, which is Good Friday. And I also saw an image of a giant bunny rabbit depositing chocolate eggs, and out of the chocolate egg came Jesus as resurrected. I don't know what that means exactly. I'm not really sure. I'm sure that the actual image itself is blasphemous, and we live in such a strange world that now I think I've just broken the law by being blasphemous on the radio. That's how bizarre it is. Recently, we went back and dug up in the attic, the archives. We went through the archives and found some tapes. You probably don't remember them, kids, but that's what we used to record previously our radio shows on before we went into this whole MP3 World Wide Web weirdness and downloads and everything else. And I found a tape that goes back to 1993. And I was just equally the same back then. Pretty pompous and weird, and thinking that I was talking to thousands of people, when the truth is I'm talking to considerably less than that. Where were we? Bill Hicks and Easter. Okay, so that kind of explains where we are today, and I think it was appropriate to play it today on Good Friday. And then before that we had Blues by Artie Shaw, the Artie Shaw Orchestra. So I've gone really way back to the early days, and we'll be playing something else that comes from around that time. That's between the 1930s and 40s. That'll come later on. And we started it all off with Dave Brubeck and Unsquare Dance. And I saw a documentary, I think about the year 1959, in which Dave Brubeck released the album that had Take 5 on it. And I think Unsquare Dance was in that as well. But basically, there was an interview with the drummer, who's called Joe Morello, and you can hear him laughing at the end of that track, Unsquare Dance. And I saw that it was recently used in the best film, I think, of last year. Anyway, definitely the one that I saw, the best film of last year, which is called Silver Linings Playbook, which is about a boy who's bipolar. And it's by the David O. Russell, I think, or David O. Russell is the director. But it really pushes the envelope in terms of what you can do with a romantic comedy. And that's why I liked it a lot. But it was just amazing. So catch that film if you can. I think it'll be well worth your while, and it might give you an insight into what it's like for some people who are bipolar.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.
No, I don't want to love you, 'cause I know how you are. That's why I've been staying away from you. That's why I haven't called you, 'cause I know you could possess my body. I know you could make me scrawl. I know you could have me shaking. I know you could have me climbing walls. That's why I don't want to love you. Cause I know how you are. Sure, you say you're right on and you're righteous. But with me, I know you'd be right off. 'Cause you know I could possess your body too, don't you? You know I could make you crawl. And just as hard as I'd fall for you, boy, well, you know you'd fall for me harder. That's why I don't wanna love you.
got you just like a hot eye. Leave me burning alone in the dark, 'cause I know you could make me suffer. I know you could drive me mad. I know you just take me in a circle, and when it got real, I know you disappear. That's why I ain't gonna love you.
My body and my brain. Oh, don't be shy. We'll be right back.
Good. Okay, before I could do anything there, I had to let the cat out into the freezing weather. But it's bright, it's blue skies, it's Good Friday, it's Dr. Groove live on the radio, on the wireless. Groove on the wireless, that's where the show gets its name from. And that was an unexpected little trip, because often I don't know what I'm going to play next. And it started with Betty Davis, a woman who was at one stage married to Miles Davis, and she's got a really great raspy voice. And that was a song called Anti-Love Song. A complicated, shall we say, complicated, I think. If she had a Facebook page, that's what would have been put up in terms of her relationship status. After that, we had Larry Young's Fuel. I think it's Larry Young Fuel. Basically, Larry Young is this incredibly gifted organ player. And that was Turn Off the Lights, which I think was a hit in 1975. At least it was being played in clubs like The Loft in New York, I'd imagine, by Mancusio and the likes. And then we went straight into something called Rare Groove. That's what it's called. And that was Patrice Rushen with Number One. And it was dancey. It kind of just got progressively more dancey as it went along. And as Emma Goldman said, if I can't dance, it's not my revolution. And I'm completely in agreement with her. And that means that the next track is going to make sense in terms of that. Is it? I don't know. 50, yeah. Well, the next track is going to be by... Yeah, it's going to be old school. It's going to be Charles Parker. That's right, Charlie Parker. Back in the 1940s, I think they made this album with strings just because Charlie was doing his bebop thing with Dizzy Gillespie, and people were going, like, couldn't get a handle on it. But a lot of other people could understand it, but it was kind of avant-garde. It was the cutting edge at the time, so they wanted to make something that where everyone could understand it. And from this track you really get a sense of the blues and where the blues comes in, and that's apparently what really came from Kansas City and was that contribution to jazz music, was really what came from Kansas City at the time, and that's where Charlie started off his life. So that's pretty much it. I hope you enjoyed this show. I'm glad I'm back. I'm sorry about last week, be missing last week, but that's the way it goes. Keep it locked to Radioactive International, and keep sending in details and emails and whatever. You can get me at dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org, and I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed making it for you. All right, take it easy. Talk to you next week. Thank you.